The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
Come on, man. I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Shape, yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah, did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine, lots of rum. Rum dum tum.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
3, 2, 1.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a big Monday edition. Dom, is it too early to start looking forward to the big three-day weekend ahead?
I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to a holiday weekend, but it looks like we might be working anyway.
Dominic, there is big news afoot. Breaking news out of the great state of Wisconsin. The president, the real one, Joe Biden.
Are you sure? Are you sure that's the real
one? I'm fairly confident. Joe Biden's coming to Labor Fest on the Summerfest grounds. That's in Milwaukee, right on the lakefront. Tom, I remember a beautiful September day. I believe it was 2014. Barack Obama came to town. You and I were there. We broadcast that big event. And Air Force One came. You know, when it hit Mitchell, you know, everyone at Labor Fest could see Obama had come to town. Kind of exciting stuff. I remember that day.
Yeah.
And the cool. And the fact they had the beer gardens open, that was also a good thing.
It is Milwaukee. It is summertime in Milwaukee on the lake. So, yeah, the beer gardens got to be open. It is certainly a sight. General Mitchell, only, what, you know, 5-10 minute ride from Summerfest grounds. So it's coming in low and slow, Air Force One. It's a sight to behold.
Now, are we allowed to wear the white pants in that it will be on Labor Day? Do you wear your white pants on Labor Day, or do you got to retire them?
You know, come on.
Like, man. On Labor Day Sunday, when do you retire the white pants?
I think Labor Day, it is at the end of the day on Labor Day would be the time to retire the white pants, although I don't have a pair of white pants.
Ahoy, Captain. So Joe Biden coming back to Milwaukee, I'm very excited about that. We, you know, White House willing, we will be out there. And when I say we, I mean the fine civic media team. I know I'll be there. I know my man Earl's going to be there. And since I just asked today, Dom, I know you're a no, but maybe I can work you up to a yes.
Well, it's a week away. It's a lifetime away. I'm going to work on the schedule, see what I can make happen.
That would be a fine plan, Dom. You get back to the audience and to me, and you let me know if you're going to show up for the president in your backyard. How far away is the summer Fest grounds from Dom's house?
It's like 4 or 5 miles.
It's like a 5-mile commute. Ooh. Tough decision, man.
Weekend, man. I got to talk to Steph, see what the plans are. You know how it goes, man. It's very important. Labor Day, it's always a great event, folks. Whether or not I show up, I encourage everyone to get down to the Summerfest grounds. Honor labor. Check out the president. It's usually a great event.
And you got to figure, being the Summerfest grounds, man, they got room for an enormous crowd out there.
Yeah,
they can accommodate as many Milwaukeeans, as many Wisconsinites. If you want to go see President Joe Biden, just show up. You'll be welcomed, I suspect, you know, unless you're semi-fascist. I'll get there in a minute.
Get me going on this, man.
I expect Tony Evers should be at the big shindig, the big Labor Fest. I suspect any of the big political Democrats, I bet Mandela will be there. I bet you Tammy Baldwin, she's not even on the ballots. I bet you Gwen Moore makes a trip. I mean, when your president comes, you show up. Hell, Ron Johnson might go meet him on the tarmac.
I highly doubt that.
You don't think Ron will be there?
I'm sorry, what's that? No, I don't think Ron Johnson will be there. He's not welcome. I believe also Joe Biden will be going to Pittsburgh after Milwaukee. So he's making the rounds, man, hitting
doubleheader,
a couple of swing states, yeah.
Couple of labor cities, couple of blue-collar cities, Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. So, you know, we'll look forward to that. But Dom, somewhere over the course of the last couple days, Joe Biden has leveled some accusations, and we'd like to do likewise, you know, sort of stir the pot like Joe did. And if you don't know our product, you are encouraged to be a part. We lightly screen them. Evan here in the world headquarters, he'll lightly screen your calls. So I'm going to start right now by telling you how you can respond if you don't like what I'm about to call you at 844-967-2789. Once again, that's 844. Let's make it easy this time. 96-PARTY. So if you'd like to call this and be part of the political party, do so now. But Tom, way back in 2016, I remember it was sort of the dog days of the political summer, right? And Fighting Bob Fest was coming up. And how do I know that? Because I had a scheduled interview with Russ Feingold at Fighting Bob Fest. And he was in a dog fight with Ron Johnson, your buddy. And so anyways, I met Feingold at the Fighting Bob Fest. You, of course, were partying. It was a weekend. And had a interview with the man under the bleachers. I'm like, what?
Did you steal a kiss?
No okay. Kisses for Russ, but I did ask him what I thought was a pretty straightforward question. The night before, the day before, very shortly there before, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee back in 16, leveled an accusation against the Trump supporters. She what, Dom? What'd she call them? A basket full of deplorables. Half of you fit in a basket full of deplorables. Something of that effect. I paraphrase slightly, but there was an immediate visceral reaction. Well, I'm not a deplorable, or yes, we are deplorables. We're the deplorables, right? Sort of worn as a badge of honor. And during the course of that big show, Dom, we were still doing a radio show for Heartless Radio then. We called out our audience. Not that there would be any Trump supportive listening to this fine product, but we asked the audience that day, if you plan on voting for Donald Trump, but you're listening, I think you're deplorable, and you should call us. Different number then, but it's 844-967-2789. And we all know what the outcome of that election was. Donald Trump stole the election from Hillary, you recall. No, that's not how we often describe it, right?
Hillary going to do over from Comey, you know, throwing her under the bus right before the election? Hillary, she going to do over?
Well, you'd like to think she's deserving of a do-over, but she never got a do-over, Dom. Hell, Donald Trump's still looking for a do-over. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Hillary called them a basket full of deplorables, or effectively said, if
a
you support
of deplorables, yes.
If you support this man, you are a basket of deplorables. And she wasn't talking about every Trump supportive, you know, but you know, if the shoe fits, you're deplorable. Well, Joe Biden apparently went before a fundraiser recently. We've sought this sound. We want to play it for you. We wish we could offer you the full context. Hell, Lordy, we wish there was a tape of this sound, because I kind of think it's true. But what is the attributed quote, Dom? Do you have the quote that Joe Biden is attributed with having said? Well, let me tell you. He is attributed at this fundraiser of basically saying, if you are a MAGA, that you are a semi-fascist. And some of us don't think that statement goes quite far enough.
Here is the actual quote. What we're seeing now is either the beginning or the death knell of extreme mega philosophy, Biden told Democratic donors at the Washington suburb of Rockville. Calling out those he labels as extreme Republicans, Biden said, quote, it's not just Trump. It's the entire philosophy that underpins the, I'm going to say something. It's like semi-fascism. There are not many real Republicans anymore. I respect conservative Republicans. I don't respect these mega Republicans.
So Joe Biden doesn't respect you much, you mega semi-fascist. And I would tell you, Dom, even that term, you know, like you need a Viagra to go full Mussolini, you know? Yeah, right. I'm not sure if he used... It's invocative. That's semi. I mean, it's almost like you're half a man somehow.
I don't buy it. It's like being semi-pregnant. You know what I'm saying? And it's like Joe. This is kind of what we get from Joe's presidency. You know what I mean? We don't get all student debt wiped away. You get a little bit of student debt, right? We don't get the $3-4 trillion Build Back Better package. You get a, you know, $800 to $1 trillion, you know, bill, right? So we don't get exactly everything, but usually like a little portion of it. So
you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need, Tom.
Yeah, we'll take what we can get. Semi-fascism, although certainly Republicans. Very upset about that. I think Joe was being too political, too diplomatic when referring to these maggots, man. They are full-on fascist. I don't know. Perhaps we need to look at the definition. So Merriam-Webster, a political philosophy, movement, or regime that exalts nation and often race above the individual and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. That's how Merriam-Webster defines it, or perhaps a tendency towards or actual exercise of strong autocratic or dictatorial control. When you have the maggots, right, that go and attack the Capitol to purposefully, obviously, stop the peaceful transfer of power, to stop the counting of the electoral votes, to stop functioning government because their guy lost, that's fascism, man. I don't know what to tell you. When you have a president that uses tear gas to blast through peaceful protesters in a park so he can go hold a Bible upside down in front of a burnt out church.
Hey, man, if you got a photo up, you got a photo up. You got to make it.
That is fascism. They are fascists. So calling them semi-fascist, well, Joe, you're so close, man. And I can appreciate the resistance. I can appreciate the style. I can appreciate the politics, not to go all there. So I'm going to do it for you, Joe. They're straight up fascists.
I wonder if that will inspire calls. If you are either a semi-fascist or perceive yourself to be entirely a fascist, if you're full mega supportive, if you're going to vote for Donald Trump, a third time, why this could be your one and only opportunity to call the devil's advocate. Some call it the greatest radio show ever and express, you know, what is it? Is it the lead paint chips you ate as a kid? Your mama didn't love you enough to give you hugs? What is it exactly that makes you feel that you should be a semi-fascist?
Megas are fascists. Prove me wrong. 844-967-2789. We take all callers. You fascists.
How hard can that be? Saying that Nazis are bad.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi. I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Saturday workouts.
Hey, girl. Hey, what's up? You almost done?
About 2 minutes or so.
Meet you outside.
Then brunch.
See you there. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes. 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidates. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once. Once
in Dean, Wisconsin. Oh, yes, he has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, what,
Bobby? He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
I got a little email missive just a little bit ago. Can I share just a little?
Please.
Friend, Trump is one day away from taking the stage in Wisconsin, and we need you to help stop big tech from censoring his American First message. By taking our Trump rally poll, can we count on your prompt response? Here are your options. Yes, I stand with Trump, or no, I support censorship. You know, let's just say you feel a little pushed in the corner.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Education. You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break, but you can give us a call. Join us at 844-967-2789.
Lou, CJ, George, where are you trolls?
Come on.
844-967-2789. Dom called you out as full fascist. I say you're not even real fascist. You're semi-fascist. You're wannabe fascist. You don't have the courage to be real fascist.
Fascist light? Fascist tendencies, again, you're either pregnant or you're not. You're not semi-pregnant. You know, you're either fascist or you are not. You either are or you're not. I don't know how you can be semi-fascist or partly fascist or just a little fascist, because all those things still remain that you are. They're all descriptors of fascism. You're a fascist.
Can you be fascist adjacent? Because we went to a Trump rally. I would like to think we were fascist adjacent at the Trump rally.
If you're sitting at a table with 9 other fascists, there are 10 fascists at the table. You know what I mean?
I think I do. Dom, over the weekend, Trump demands to be declared the rightful winner of the 2020 election.
What a fascistic thought.
Attacking the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Let me share a little of the fascistic former president. Former President Donald Trump is still launching angry attacks on the FBI. And on Monday, that's today, Dom, went so far as to tie the FBI's supposed misbehavior to his 2020 election loss to President Joe Biden. In a new post on the Truthy social platform, Trump seemingly reacted to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's revelations that the FBI asked his company to watch out for Russian disinformation being spread on his platform, which led the company to limiting the reach of a New York Post story about the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop in the fall of 2020. But just remember, folks, and no doubt, this was stifled in some way, shape, or form through the choice of Twitter and Facebook. But it seemed kind of implausible that the man left his computer at a Delaware computer repair store, and somehow Rudy got his hands on it, and it's all above board. It didn't seem like it was above board, if you know what I'm saying. So now it comes up conclusively that the FBI buried the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election. That entire sentence, all caps, knowing that if they didn't, Trump would have easily won the 2020 presidential election.
Now, that part of the statement of the sentence is in quotes. So who is Trump quoting Trump
when Trump says Trump would have easily won the 2020 election?
You got to quote yourself?
Trump says quotes? Trump would have won.
Come on.
Anyways, and we met Gene out at the bar, met a fan down at the Waukesha. You and I
mean
went out
Gene,
drinking.
Yes.
Me and Gene down at the Magellan stage, down at the bar. They shut down the five corners in Waukesha. We were at one of the five-ish corners, having a couple of cold ones, met Gene down the bar stool, and Gene said he doesn't appreciate when I do the Trump voice. So I'm considering it. I'm taking it under consideration.
Under advisement.
This part is written by the author, so I don't have to do the Trump voice on this paragraph. In fact, the FBI never instructed Facebook to limit the reach of the story. Rather, the decision to do so was made internally by Facebook on suspicions that it was Russian disinformation intended to sway the election. Yeah, it seemed implausible. The story, just Hunter Biden being such a dumbass, he would leave his laptop at a laptop repair store. But based on the false claim about the FBI, Trump then went on to declare that he ought to be declared the actual winner of the 2020 election, even though he lost to Biden by more than 7 million votes in the national popular vote and by 74 in the Electoral College. Gene, I got a dilemma right now. I got a statement from Trump. This is massive fraud, election interference at a level never before seen in our country, Trump wrote. Remedy. I'll just do it for the all caps. How about that, Gene? Remedy, declare the rightful winner, or this would be the minimal solution, declare the 2020 election irreparably compromised and have a new election immediately. Oh, that was just exclamation point. I apologize, Gene. That was pretty much it. That was the statement by the fascistic former president who would really like a do-over. Or he's going to have to break something.
Yeah. Again? He's going to have to break something again. Trump went on to say he's like literally calling out the FBI today. I don't know if I have it in front of me. I'll see if I can dig it out. 844-967-2789. Let's get to Kurt from Madison. Kurt, welcome. Happy Monday, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. You know, for anyone that hasn't watched any clips of FDR on YouTube, I highly recommend they do it. I do not understand why we don't become more, or our president doesn't become more forthright, strong voiced and opinion like FDR. He sets the stage, and I won't paraphrase it, but in the end he says, I welcome their hatred.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the organization on the Hill is a little bit different, but the messaging was sound and clear, and he stuck his fingers in their eyes, and he enjoyed it. And the best part, it was a landslide election. Now, Biden just got to start, like you said, semi-fascist? No, you are a fascist. If you're in this club, you're a fascist. And that's it.
Yeah, that's it. And thanks for the call, Kurt. I totally agree. Because they're gonna nail you on it anyway, right? So why even softball it? Oh, they called me a semi-fascist. That's terrible. We're not. Okay, well, what about X, Y, and Z? What about these behaviors that you and your megas engage in? I mean, you can give the very specific fascistic examples. So just call them what they are, because they're going to call you out anyway. But I appreciate Joe at least bringing it up, Kurt.
You know, I listened to Backwano Crazy, Marsha Blackburn, senator from Tennessee, on Whitey Righty Talk Radio. Her biggest complaint is Joe promised to be a unifier. What changed, Joe? And I'm thinking, January 6th? January 6th changed. You know what I mean? And a few other things. But anyways, we'll be back. More Devil's Advocates. Join us you semi-fascist. 844-967-2789.
Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and prom queen.
Don't talk to me that way.
FBI, open up!
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe.
New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.